USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Tuesday, the Supreme Court will hear arguments to decide if the Trump administration's termination of the DACA program was unlawful. As far as why this can't be worked out on Capitol Hill between lawmakers instead of an executive order by former President Barack Obama, Caitlin Owens is a reporter with Axios, and she says,
there's no policy that can get the support of both sides because obviously in a deal there's give and take, and neither side are in a position to give anything at this point.
Speaking in New York City, President Trump claims his economic policies have launched an unprecedented economic boom in the United States.
We have delivered on our promises and exceeded our expectations by a very wide margin.
The president speaking there to the Economic Club of New York. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Where's the money, Karen?
I'm sorry, the money?
The money you saved by having Liberty Mutual customize your home insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, that money. I used it to add to my collection of clown paintings. Take a look.
Amazing. Wow.
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Cholesterol-lowering drugs are credited for a nationwide decline in heart attacks. A study by scientists at the University of Alabama found that the risks of heart attacks and strokes dropped by 15 to 20% in more than 32,000 patients. A relative unknown is looking to give President Trump a 2020 re-election challenge. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Roswell, New Mexico lawyer is on the ballot for the upcoming New Hampshire primary. Rick Kraft says he's filed to run as a Republican for the party nomination. Kraft has nearly 40 years' experience in the legal trade. He served as president of the New Mexico State Bar. The New Hampshire primary is coming up on Tuesday, the 11th of February. Details on Kraft's platform and his plans are to be posted on the Rick Kraft for President 2020 Facebook page sometime soon.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
According to the Wall Street Journal, Ascension Healthcare is now sharing your information with Google in a program called Project Nightingale. Ascension Healthcare includes over 2,600 hospitals and healthcare centers in 21 states. Now, they've been reportedly providing patient names, date of births, as well as lab results and hospitalizations to Google. Patients and doctors were not notified. Dr. Tara Narula tells CBS This Morning,
I think it's a very difficult conundrum we find ourselves in. On the one hand, you can see the value of streamlining information, potentially being able to better diagnose patients, to predict things that might happen. On the other hand, there are certainly risks. And, you know, that doctor-patient relationship is one built on trust. It's a very secure, safe environment. You know, patients tell us things in the office that they don't tell anybody. Things about their spirituality, about their social habits. To risk that being leaked in some way at some point, it's very scary for a lot of
patients or doctors. Neither one of them were told. It makes you wonder, why not solicit feedback ahead of time and say, hey, just so you know, we're going to be sharing. It's going to be great.
I think it would have been a lot easier to buy in if you agreed and said, yes, I'm giving my information, but to not know and then have it out there, it's concerning.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1954 when Ellis Island, the gateway to America, shuts its doors. They shut down after processing more than 12 million immigrants since they opened back in 1892. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.